Unit 4. Jahangir, Aurangzeb and Decline of the Mughal Rule. Structure. 4.0. Objectives. 4.1. Introduction. 4.2. Jahangir, Early Career. 4.3. Accession of Jahangir and Main Events of His Reign. 4.4. Noor Jahan and Her Role. 4.5. Aurangzeb, Early Career. 4.6. Accession of Aurangzeb and His Religious Policy. 4.7. Deccan Policy of Aurangzeb. 4.8. Estimate of Aurangzeb. 4.9. Decline of the Mughal Rule. 4.10. Let us sum up. 4.11. Check your progress. 4.0. Objectives. In this unit, we will study the history of Jahangir 1605 to 1627 and Aurangzeb 1658 to 1707. After going through this unit, you should be able to know the main events of Jahangir's reign, Noor Jahan and her influence on Jahangir, Aurangzeb's early measures, religious policy of Aurangzeb, Deccan policy of Aurangzeb, causes for the downfall of Mughal rule. 4.1. Introduction. In the Unit 4, you will learn that how Salim, the son of Akbar, came to power after his death in 1605 under the style of Nur-ud-Din Jahangir and the main events of his reign. Further, you will be learning that how Noor Jahan, the queen of Jahangir, became a joint ruler for the first time in the history of India and her political influence on Jahangir. Also, you will study in this unit that how Aurangzeb ruled over India for more than 50 years from 1658 to 1707 and his religious and Deccan policy, which are mainly responsible for disintegration of the Mughal rule in India. 4.2. Jahangir, Early Career. Akbar died in 1605 and was succeeded by his son Salim, who ascended the throne with the title of Nur-ud-Din Jahangir. Akbar had two other sons, Murad and Daniyal, but both of them died during the lifetime of their father. Jahangir was born in 1569 from Akbar's Rajput wife Mauryan-ud-Zamani, as this prince was born with the blessings of Shah Salim, page 31. So Akbar named him after the name of that saint. Akbar did all to provide his son the best possible education. Side by side with the literary education, the military education was also imparted with great care. He was hardly 12 years of age. He was sent with the great military commanders on various military campaigns. To strengthen his son's position, Akbar married him with the Rajput princess. In 1585, Salim was married to Manbai, daughter of Raja Bhagwan Das of Amber. And later on, he was married to another Rajput princess, Jodhabai, daughter of Raja Uday Singh of Jodhpur. But towards the end of Akbar's reign, difference arose between the father and the son due to various causes. When Akbar tried to check Salim's addiction to wine and other love pleasure, the latter took it very ill. Consequently, when in 1599 Akbar directed his son to proceed against Mewar, he did not obey and took up arms against his father. To endure the feelings of his father, Salim got his, within quotes, Akbar's beloved friend Abdul Fazl, killed in 1602. Taking the best advantage of the estrangement between the father and the son, Raja Man Singh and Mirza Aziz Koka tried to supersede Salim by his eldest son Prince Khusrau. However, Akbar died on 17th October 1605. Thus Salim ascended the throne in 1605 at the age of 36, imperial title of Nur-ud-Din Jahangir. 4.3. Accession of Jahangir and main events of his reign. Jahangir ruled for about 22 years from 1605 to 1627 AD. The main events of his reign were the following. Early reforms of Jahangir. Soon after accession to the throne, Jahangir introduced many useful reforms. Number 1. He got a golden chain with 60 bells hung in his palace so that the common people could pull it and draw his attention towards their sufferings. Number 2. For the welfare of his subjects, sarars were built and wells were dug. Number 3. Various severe punishments like the cutting of nose and ears were abolished. Number 4. The manufacture and sale of wine and other intoxicating drugs were prohibited. Number 5. The levels of many unfair taxes were discontinued. Number 6. Government hospitals were established for the treatment of the poor. Rebellion of Prince Khusrau. Within 5 months of Jahangir's accession to the throne, his eldest son, Khusrau, from his Rajput wife Manbai of Amber, raised a standard of revolt against his father and made a bid for the throne. He left Agra and proceeded towards Lahore. It is said that at Taran Guru Arjun Dev, the fifth Sikh Guru also gave him his blessings. Fugitive prince was pursued and defeated near Bharowal, and when he was trying to cross the Chenab, the Imperial, page 32. Captured along with several of his companions, the prince was put behind the bars while reverse punishments were awarded to his followers. Execution of Guru Arjun Dev. As mentioned above, Guru Arjun Dev, the fifth Sikh Guru, had helped Prince Khusrau when the latter was fugitive. Jahangir could not tolerate this. He considered the Guru guilty of supporting a rebel. A heavy fine of about 2 lakhs of supers was imposed on the Guru, which he refused to pay. Consequently, he was put to death. The death of Guru Arjun Dev greatly estranged the relations of Sikhs and the Mughals, and the former took up arms against them during the reign of Aurangzeb. His important conquests. He conquered Mewar in 1614, which Akbar could not conquer in spite of all his sources. Further, he conquered Kangra in 1622. He included it within his empire. Coming of European travelers. During Jahangir's reign, various European travelers visited India. The chief among them were, however, William Hawkins and Sir Thomas Rae. William Hawkins visited India in 1608 AD as a representative of King James of England. He remained in India for about 3 years, 1608 to 1611. Jahangir was so pleased with him that he conferred on him a mansab of 400. He had left behind him a vivid account of Jahangir's character, his habits, administration, annual income, and had thrown a good deal of light on the Mughal court. Sir Thomas Rae was another English traveller who visited the Mughal Empire during the period of Jahangir, remained in the Mughal court for 1615 to 1618, and succeeded to some extent in getting concession for the English traders. The English got the permission for setting up a factory at Surat. They were also allowed to trade at that port. Sir Thomas Rae was both a scholar and a politician. He wrote a lot about Jahangir, splendor of his court, and the grand parties in which the nobles took part in large numbers. Death of Jahangir. Because of excess of drinking, Jahangir greatly lost his health, and when he was returning from Kashmir, he died at Bhimber on 28 October 1627 AD. He was buried at Shardara near Lahore, and later on a beautiful tomb was erected there by his son Shah Jahan. 4.4. Noor Jahan and her role. Noor Jahan was the consort of Emperor Jahangir. Her original name was Mehronissa. She was born at Kandahar when her father Mirza Ghiyas Beg, a Persian, was on his way to India with his family in search of fortune. Her father rose to high position in the court of Akbar and was appointed in the year of Jahangir's accession, 1605, the revenue minister with the title of Itimad-ul-Dawla. At the age of 17, Mehronissa married to a Persian adventurer named Al-Kali, who at the beginning of Jahangir's reign received the title of Sher Afghan and the Jagir of Bardwan. In 1607, Sher Afghan was killed in a fight with the emissaries of the Mughals. Mehronissa was brought to the imperial harem in Delhi, where she became an attendant on Salima Begum, a widow of Akbar. Jahangir was later on attracted by her exquisite beauty and married her in 1611. Page 33. Her name was now changed, first into Noor Mahal, Light of Palace, and then to Noor Jahan, Light of the World. Noor Jahan possessed, in addition to her uncommon own beauty, a fine intellect, a versatile temper, sound common sense, and a love for literature, poetry, and arts. She was also a very good shot. In 1619, she killed a tiger at Fatehpur Sikri with one shot. All these qualities soon enabled her to establish an unlimited ascendancy over her husband, who practically left the administration to her. Her name was minted on coins, and she gave audiences in her place. Her father, as well as her brother, Asaf Khan, held high offices in the Mughal court, and her niece, the future Mumtaz, was married to Prince Khurram. She gave her daughter by her first husband in marriage to Jahangir's youngest son, Prince Shahryar, whom she wanted to succeed Jahangir, to whom she bore no child. Her power and influence was opposed by Mohabbat Khan and Prince Khurram, but she frustrated. The efforts by her superior intelligence and tact, she continued to be all-powerful during the lifetime of Jahangir, on whose death in 1627 she lost all her political power and lived a retired life in or near Lahore till her death in 1640. 1845. Her artistic taste is illustrated by exquisitely beautiful tomb that she built at Agra over the remains of her father Itimad-ud-Daula, which it has been said stands in a class by itself on account of the delicacy of treatment and the chaste quality of its decorations. 4.5. Aurangzeb's early career. Aurangzeb, 1658 to 1707 AD, was the sixth emperor of the Mughal dynasty. He was capable and different from the monarchs of his line. The empire reached its highest extent in his reign but declined immediately after his death. He was the third son of Shah Jahan and was born in 1618. As a boy, he showed keen interest in learning Persian and Arabic. Mansabdar of 10,000 when he was hardly 17. He became the Viceroy of Deccan in 1636, but was deprived of the post for quarrelling with his elder brother Dara Shikoh. He was sent as governor of Gujarat and of Multan, 1648-52. He was in charge of the unsuccessful sieges of Kandahar in 1652 and was appointed again as the Viceroy of Deccan, 1652. He remained in that post until he seized the power in 1658, acquired a good name as a soldier, diplomat and administrator.
Page number 34. Accession of Aurangzeb and his religious policy. He arranged the formal coronation on 15th May 1659 with great pomp and splendor. After assuming power, the new emperor tried to repair the damage by the prolonged war of succession, which had thrown the administration out of grade. He was able to restore law and order without any delay. The governors and all the officers were brought under his control. He promptly took several steps to give relief to the people. Many illegal and excessive taxes were abolished. Then, as the champions of Sunni Orthodox, he issued a series of ordinances directing Muslims to follow strictly the rule of conduct as taught by the Quran. These included praying 5 times a day and observing fast on Ramzan. Aurangzeb's reign is usually divided into two parts, 1658 to 1681, of which was passed in northern India, and 1682 to 1707 in the Deccan. The emperor had two important wars during the first period. Mir Jumala was appointed Viceroy of Bengal with orders to punish the Mughal frontiers in the northeast. Mir Jumala died on his way to Deccan. Shaista Khan, who was the successor of Mir Jumala, conquered Chittagong in 1666. The rising of Afghans in the northwest frontier, which had begun in 1667, were all suppressed by 1675. Embassies came to him from foreign Muslim powers, such as the Sharif of Mecca and the King of Persia, Balkh, Bukhara, Khiva, and even from distant Abyssinian. The Rajput War, which had begun in 1679 and in which the Rana of Mewar had joined with the ruler of Marwar to face Mughals, but peace was brought and annexed in 1686 and Golconda in 1689. Aurangzeb was determined to destroy the new Maratha power, which rose under the leadership of Shivaji. When the Maratha leader ravaged the Mughal territory, the Mughal emperor sent his general Shaista Khan to defeat and capture Shivaji. Shaista Khan failed in his mission and escaped with his life. Further, the emperor sent Jai Singh and Dilir Khan in 1665. Shivaji came to terms with the Mughals and agreed to give up 23 forts of Mughals. Jai Singh persuaded the Maratha leader to visit Agra, but Shivaji was not treated with honor in the Mughal court and he was imprisoned. Shivaji, however, managed to escape and return to Maharashtra. Shivaji declared himself Chhatrapati in 1674. Relevantly, the Mughal emperor recognized Shivaji's title of Raja. Religious policy of Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb's theory of kingship was different from that of his predecessors. He changed the character of the state and made it an orthodox Sunni state. He followed the Islamic theory of kingship and sovereignty and tried to base his administration on the Quranic law. The emperor was convinced that his predecessors had committed a great blunder by abandoning the Islamic theory of kingship. Page 35. Particularly, he believed that Akbar's reforms were very harmful. It was his duty to restore Islam to the position of a state religion. He thus subordinated statecraft to religion and placed the entire resources of the emperor for the purpose of implementing his new policy. The administrative measures adopted by the emperor were designed to alienate the sympathies of the non-Muslims. He first abolished all Muslim customs in the court, such as music at court. He increased the custom duties on Hindus, and later the custom duties on Muslims was abolished altogether. An ordinance was issued in 1671 that the clerks and accountants must be Muslims. As it was not possible to run the administration without the Hindus, he ordered that half the office staff should be Hindu and half Muslim. In 1679, Aurangzeb imposed jizya, which was abolished by Akbar on the Hindus with the object of spreading Islam and overthrowing infidel practices. The Hindus expressed their protest against the re-imposition of jizya and warned that the blunder should bring down the honor of Mughal dynasty. The policy of intolerance proved disastrous for the emperor. Very soon, Hindu population rose against the Mughal emperor. Aurangzeb, his life in Satnamis, Rajputs, Sikhs and Marathas. The first to rebel against Aurangzeb, fanatism and cruel rule were the Jats. The Bandelas, a Rajput elan, rose against Aurangzeb's policy of destruction of Hinduism. The next to raise against the Mughal rule were the Satnamis, a peaceful Hindu sect living in the former partial state. The imperial army crushed their revolt, killing thousands of Satnamis. The sixth rebellion against Aurangzeb was very formidable. The emperor executed Tej Bahadur, the ninth guru of the Sikhs. His son and successors converted peaceful Sikh into a fierce martial race. The militant Khalsa, which he founded, emerged as a mighty force against the Mughal Empire. When Jaswant Singh of Marwar died in 1678, Mughal troops entered into the state. Aurangzeb refused to recognize Ajit Singh as a successor of the state. The Rathors united and rose against Mughal imperialism. Durga Das, as great hero, organized the Rajput opposition against Mughals. Mewar also joined the revolt. The Rajput wars proved disastrous to the Mughal empire. Aurangzeb gave up the practice of inscribing Kalima on the coins and that of celebrating the festival of Nauraj, turned out dancers and musicians from the court, forbade the cultivation of bhang, tried to stop gambling, drinking coin and practice of sati, ordered prostitute either to get married or leave the empire, and stop celebrating the Hindu festivals like Holi, Diwali, Basant, etc. at the court. He also framed certain laws to be observed by the Muslim as a religious duty and appointed Mutasib in bracket, a new class of officers who were assigned the duty to enforce these laws. These officers were given powers to all those who opposed it. That is why even liberal Shias and Sufis were also punished during the reign of Aurangzeb. Page 36. Deccan policy of Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb's Deccan policy is a very important aspect of his reign. He spent the last 25 years of his life in Deccan with the object of conquering Bijapur and Golconda and crushing the Marathas. The rulers of Bijapur and Golconda were Shias, and Aurangzeb's Sunni fanaticism was the root cause of the conflict between him and these two kingdoms were supporting the Marathas in many ways. The emperor came down to the Deccan in person and stayed there for a quarter of a century to achieve his twin objects. The Mughals had made several unsuccessful attempts to destroy the two Shahi kingdoms. Aurangzeb led the operations personally, and after a prolonged battle, Bijapur was conquered in 1686. Golconda also fell, partly was a result of treachery in 1687. The two Shia kingdoms were thus destroyed and they became two Subhas of empire. Akbar, Jahangir and Shah Jahan had to fight against the Shia states of Ahmednagar, Bijapur and Golconda. But Aurangzeb had to face another power, that is the Marathas, who had become very powerful under the leadership of Shivaji. From 1662 to 1680 AD, Aurangzeb had to fight against Shivaji. He sent his commanders Shahista Khan and Jai Singh one after the other, but to no purpose. Shahista Khan lost his son Fateh Khan and himself narrowly escaped. Jai Singh succeeded in the beginning. He took Shivaji to the Mughal court, but the cool treatment of Aurangzeb, the Deccan, and to fight vigorously against the Mughal empire till his death in 1680. In 1689, Aurangzeb thought that his work of suppressing the Marathas was complete. But soon he found that he was completely mistaken. The Marathas continued their national war under the leadership of Raja Ram (1689–1700), another son of Shivaji. The Marathas adopted the guerrilla tactics and harassed the Mughal force every now and then. Forced by circumstances, Aurangzeb set out for the north, but at Ahmednagar he fell ill and died in February 1707. Thus, as Dr. V. A. Smith puts it, Deccan proved to be the grave of Aurangzeb's reputation as well as of his body. Estimate of Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb was an educated, laborious, determined and religious-minded person. He was a capable soldier and successful commander. He had command over the Persian, Turkey and Hindi languages. He was very much hard worker. He slept only 3 to 4 hours a day. There was no part of administration and not a single military campaign which extremely courageous. He never lost his patience even in the face of worst difficulties of his life. Aurangzeb's private life was almost ideal. He passed a most disciplined life. His food and dress were very simple and he never drank alcohol. Aurangzeb has been regarded as a great emperor in the history of medieval India. Both his success and failure were great under Aurangzeb. The Mughal Empire reached its greatest extent and the largest single state ever known in India from dawn of history to the rise of British power. Page 37. Decline of Mughal rule. The Mughal Empire, which flourished in India with grandeur and glory, collapsed like a pack of cards after the death of Aurangzeb. As V. A. Smith remarks, the collapse of the empire came with a suddenness which at first sight may seem surprising. But the student who has acquired even a moderately sound knowledge of history will be surprised that the empire lasted so long, rather that it collapsed so suddenly. Most of the historians hold that the religion policy of Aurangzeb was the most important cause of the fall of the Mughals. He deliberately reversed the policy of conciliation and toleration of Akbar and alienated his non-Muslim subjects. He was a fanatic and committed all kind of atrocities on the Hindu population. The imposition of jizya, the dismissal of non-Muslim officers, the destruction of Hindu temples and similar acts made him very unpopular among Hindu subjects. Aurangzeb did not spare even the Rajputs. The Rajputs, who were pillar of the empire, now turned against him. His execution of Raj Bahadur, the Sikh Guru, and the persecution of the Sikhs led to the alienation of a strong military race. His ill treatment of Shivaji was also a grave blunder. The Deccan policy of Aurangzeb is considered to be another important cause of the decline of the Mughal Empire. Aurangzeb believed that the Shahi kingdoms of Bijapur and Golconda were supporting Shivaji. He decided that strength to the Maratha would be removed. His annexations of Bijapur in 1684 and Golconda in 1687 proved to be a great blunder. These two kingdoms would have acted as barriers to the empire. Historians point out that Aurangzeb should have followed a policy of buffer state towards the Shahi kingdoms. It is also stated that Aurangzeb destroyed the two Shahi kingdoms as the rulers were Shias. Aurangzeb's prolonged war with the Marathas brought about the scene of his empire. His absence from the capital for more than a quarter century led to chaos and misrule. The Deccan were not only emptied the imperial treasury but ate the country fair. The wanton destruction made the country poor and grief-stricken. On the whole, the nature and character of Aurangzeb and his policies are considered as very important factors for the downfall of Mughals. The excessive centralization, the suspicious nature of the emperor were not conducive to efficiencies and success in the administration. Lack of good rulers after the death of Aurangzeb led to the final downfall of empire. The weak rulers who succeeded Aurangzeb were incompetent and addicted to vice. They neglected the administration and the Mughal court became a hotbed of intrigues, conspiracy and civil wars in 18th century. Another important factor was the deterioration after the Mughal army. The early Mughals were disciplined and vigorous, but as the empire spread, the army lost its original efficiency. The constitution of the army was not sound. The Mughal army was a huge camp containing all luxuries. Women were also taken into the camps. The army was therefore immobile and ineffective in the war against Marathas. Page 38. The Mughal Empire became unwieldy during the reign of Aurangzeb. It became physically impossible for any one man to govern it from a single center. Aurangzeb tried to centralize all powers in the hands, and this created serious problems. After his death, the empire disintegrated very rapidly. The neglect of naval power is another cause of Mughal downfall. The Mughals, who ruled over a vast empire, did not possess a good fleet. As a result, they were not able to check the sea powers of the West to protect their empire against these external enemies. Lack of proper law of succession was another great defect of the Mughal Empire after the death of the monarch. There were invariably a civil war. These civil wars, in which the nobles and the army participated, ruined the empire considerably. The Manasabadri system was also instrumental in the decline and fall of the Mughals. Though in the beginning it worked satisfactorily, it degenerated during the rule of Aurangzeb and his successors. This system resulted in weakening the king's authority and making the nobles powerful. The Mughals did not envisage an efficient system of education which could have produced good leaders. Thus, they suffered from an intellectual bankruptcy and failed to produce a political genius and a leader who could provide inspiring leadership. The revolts in the various provinces of the empire leading to the creation of independent kingdoms accelerated the dismemberment of Mughal Empire. The Nizam in Deccan, Aliwardi Khan in Bengal, Sadat Khan in Oudh founded independent Muslim kingdom. Many other viceroys and officers tried to carve out independent kingdoms. Lastly, the invasion of Nader Shah and Ahmad Shah Abdali gave the last blow to the tottering Mughal edifice. These invasions completed the process of dislocation which had begun long back during the reign of Aurangzeb. Let us sum up. In this unit, we have discussed various aspects of the rule of Jahangir and the role and influence of Nur Jahan in Jahangir's reign. Further, we studied the religious and Deccan policy of Aurangzeb and the cause for the downfall of the Mughal Empire. You have learned from this lesson about accession of Jahangir and main events of his reign, Nur Jahan's role in Jahangir's reign, Deccan policy of Aurangzeb, religious policy of Aurangzeb, causes for his decline of Mughal's dynasty in India. Check your progress. Mark right or wrong statement given below. A. In 1585 AD, Salim was married to Manbhai. Page 39. B. Mahabat Khan was Jahangir's finance minister. C. Nur Jahan's original name was Mehrun Nisa. D. Dara was the younger brother of Aurangzeb. E. Aurangzeb was partly responsible for the decline of the Mughal Empire. Second subdivision. Write three lines on the following. Asaf Khan. Second one. Nur Jahan. Third subdivision. Write five lines on Aurangzeb's personal character. That is, write a paragraph about Aurangzeb's relation with Shivaji.